So that therefore it is important that we know what it is. And he, listen to me, everybody. You are Hispanic, and if you'll let me say it like this, African Americans or whoever you are, it is important. God love you. God want you to be full and whole. And don't joke, don't play with yourself. The only way you're going to get real life is only going to come through God. Jesus Christ is the only one that is the answer to it. And all the other thing has their place, but you don't put them above the word. Sure, education is important. Boy, I've been educating myself and still got work to do. When you do not go to college like some of you have done so, and in advanced study, you have to do what you got to do. I didn't let my high school diploma stop me, and I'm still working on me. I study, and I hadn't studied yet. I'm getting ready to study now. Feed on the word. Feed on it. Your spirit got to be educated. Your mind got to be educated, renewed. And you need your mind renewed with the word, not with junk. Amen. You need to, and develop the when you develop your mind, is when you develop your mind, your intellect, and submit it to the authority of the word and God and to your spirit, it is very important. You can be mightily used. That's why Paul was used of God. When he submitted himself, he didn't go out talking about all the stuff. He just mentioned who he studied under, who he came from under. But he used all that to glorify God. But when people get their mind, that's what the problem. They have highly educated their mind, and we got what, doctors, PhDs, we got we got PhD, we got all kind of highly educated people, but they have not submitted themselves to the authority of the word. That's why they think they can run the White House and the other house, and they're just messing up. And most in the peoples in the nation here in America, we Christians, oh, shame on us to think that they're going to solve our problem. Shame on us getting there with the rest of the crowd talking the same dumb talk they talk. No, we the one that the answer to that problem. They are not the answer. You know, all these years that you have lived and all these years that we can study history, they hadn't solved it. Look at it. Just look at our government. They're supposed to be the answer. We supposed to get our answer from them, and our country getting worse. Just look at the economy. We are more in debt now than we ever been. When they gonna fix it? Hello? I said, when are they gonna fix it? They can't. They don't have the answer. When you try to do something working with a devil that is against you, you think he's going to help you fix it? That's why we got to step up and take our place in this earth in the last day. And our job is to make sure this gospel is preached, the truth is told, that we don't play church. We don't take it lightly. We do not take it for granted. We are committed to God. Not just on Sunday morning, Wednesday night. We'll submit it Sunday morning to Sunday morning. Every day of the week. Every day of the week, every month of the year, and year after year, we are committed to God to walk. And therefore, that's why we study. And that's why we preach. That's why we teach. That's why we learn. That's why we do. Because we are the answer. Paul said we are living epistles of the living Christ, written on the men. Amen. How good you shining? How good am I shining? Can anybody see anything in me? What am I portraying to the world? What am I? Darkness or light? Good or bad? Right or wrong? What are they seeing?